Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look at His promises.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me.
When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love He's proved faithful to me.
Every word He's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, His love and mercy I see.
When my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray, still my God, He was faithful to me. I see once again, He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, His love and mercy I see.
Dear Heavenly Father, We praise you for who you are, the God of creation, the God that spoke and created all that is, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who never forgets, who has never broken a promise, the faithful God who never changes, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we place our faith and trust in you for who you are, and we thank you for your word that reminds us of your faithfulness. In its pages, we see time after time how you gave promises of protection, provision, and wisdom. Lord, we rest in the promises of your word. Now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight as we meditate on your precious promises today. Amen.
As I look back on this road I've traveled, I've seen so many times he's carried me through. And if there's one thing that I've learned in my life, my Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer is faithful and true. Everything he has said he will do. And every morning his mercies are. Rejoices when I read the promise. There is a place I am preparing for you. I know someday I'll see my Lord face to face, 'cause my Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer said he
Thank you for listening to this call to worship as we're looking at precious promises of God. And special thanks to those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. You are able to make a contribution safely and securely right there on our website. The website address is calltoworship.us.
trust him and let him have his way.
He'll work things out for you.
If you only believe, and you will see that
he will do it for you.
Sing praise. my days. Righteous are you in the council of men. When we humble our hearts, you restore us again. Oh Lord, righteous are you.
Righteous are you, wonderful counselor, mighty God.
Let every melody out of my mouth sing praise.
Worthy and faithful and righteous are you, wonderful counselor, mighty God.
Let every melody out of my mouth sing praise. Worthy are you.
Thank you for joining us today for this special time, A Call to Worship.
You may ask me why I serve the Lord. Is it just for heaven's gain? Or to walk those mighty streets of gold, and to hear the angels sing? Is it just to drink from the fountain that never shall run dry, or just to sweet old by and by? But if heaven never was promised to be, neither God's promise to live eternally. It's been worth just having the Lord in my life. Living in a world of darkness, He came along and brought me the light.
If there were never any streets of gold,
neither a land where we'll never grow old.
It's been worth just having the Lord in my life. Living in a world of darkness, He came
along and brought me the light.
promises are made to be broken today. Forever and always are things thrown away. Still there is honor where truth never ends. It flows from the constant, a covenant friend.
He won't take back one promise he's given to us. He won't let us down after lifting us up.
You can
take him at his word. In his name you can trust.
He won't take back one promise he's given to us. Countless promises written down, secured forever where truth can be found. Skeptics have questioned, denied what they've heard. Still it's the flawless, infallible word.
He won't take back one promise he's given to us.
He won't let us down after lifting us up.
You can take him at his word. In his name you can trust.
He won't take back one promise he's given to us. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him should not perish.
Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 says, then they who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
And he won't take back one promise he's given to us. He won't let us down after lifting us up. Now you can take him at his word. In his name you can trust. He won't take back one promise he's given to us. And he won't let us down after lifting us up. You can take him at his word. In his name you can trust. He won't take back one promise he's given to us. He won't take back one promise he's given to us.
God has given us many, many precious promises to remind us of who he is, of his attributes, his faithfulness, his love and care about us, his provision, his direction in our lives. There are way too many promises in his word to touch but a few during the limited time that we have in this call to worship. Just listen to a few that are referred to in the pages of the Bible. Genesis 26. From there, Isaac moved to Beersheba, where the Lord appeared to him on the night of his arrival. I am the God of your father Abraham, he said. Do not be afraid, for I am with you and will bless you. I will multiply your descendants, and they will become a great nation. I will do this because of my promise to Abraham, my servant. In Deuteronomy 23, when you make a vow to the Lord your God, be prompt in fulfilling whatever you promised him. For the Lord your God demands that you promptly fulfill all your vows, or you will be guilty of sin. However, it is not a sin to refrain from making a vow, but once you have voluntarily made a vow, be careful to fulfill your promise to the Lord your God. In Joshua 14, so that day Moses solemnly promised me, the land of Canaan on which you were just walking will be your grant of land and that of your descendants forever, because you wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. Now, as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and well as he promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness. The psalmist David reminded the Lord of the promise God made to him and his family, found in 2 Samuel chapter 7. You made Israel your very own people forever, and you, O Lord, became their God. And now, O Lord God, I am your servant. Do as you have promised concerning me and my family. Confirm it as a promise that will last forever. In 1 Kings chapter 8, praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who has kept the promise he made to my father David. For he told my father, from the day I brought my people Israel out of Egypt, I have never chosen a city among any of the tribes of Israel as the place where a temple should be built to honor my name. But I have chosen David to be king over my people Israel. Then Solomon said, my father David wanted to build this temple to honor the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. But the Lord told him, you wanted to build the temple to honor my name. Your intention is good, but you are not the one to do it. One of your own sons will build the temple to honor me. And now the Lord has fulfilled the promise he made. For I have become king in my father's place, and I now sit on the throne of Israel, just as the Lord promised. I have built this temple to honor the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. In Psalms 146, don't put your confidence in powerful people. There's no help for you there. When they breathe their last, they return to the earth, and all their plans die with them. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He made heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He keeps every promise forever. In Hebrews chapter 10, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. In Acts chapter 2, Peter replied to the crowd, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you and to your children, and even to the Gentiles, all who have been called by the Lord. In Romans chapter 4, and Abraham's faith did not weaken, even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body was as good as dead, and so was Sarah's womb. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this he brought glory to God. Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents, because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on the earth. In 2 Peter chapter 3, they will say, what happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? From before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created. They deliberately forget that God made the heavens by the word of his command, and he brought the earth out from the water and surrounded it with water. Then he used the water to destroy the ancient world with a mighty flood. And by the same word, the present heavens and earth have been stored up for fire. They are being kept for the day of judgment, when ungodly people will be destroyed. But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he's being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but he wants everyone to repent.
Promised he would lead me to the other side. His promises light my way. Never leave my feet to stray. Living in His word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises one by one. He would lead me to the other side.
His promises
light my way. Never leave my feet to stray. Living in His word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises one by one. Living in His word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises one by one. He would lead me to the other side.
His promises
light my way. Never leave my feet to stray. Living in His word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises one by one.
He promised to hold my hand. He promised to
help me stand. When the valley's too low and the river's too wide, He promised He would lead me to the other side.
His promises
light my way.
Never leave my feet to stray.
Living in His word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises one by one.
Living in His word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises
one by one.
To His people.
Our call to worship today has focused on promises. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and, of course, to visit our website available to you 24/7. That website address, www.calltoworship.us. Right there on our website, you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry. You can also listen to programs on the website and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.